Bradford Murders, book one in the series written by Jessica Fellows and read by Rachel Atkins. Prologue. 12th of January, 1920. Florence Shaw arrived at Victoria Station at 2:45 p.m. in a cab. It was an extravagance, all the way from Hammersmith, but one she felt she deserved. The style of arrival befitted her new fur coat, a birthday present to herself that she'd worn for the first time only the day before to impress her aunt, Baroness Farina, over China tea and ginger thins, her aunt apologising for the lack of cake. Florence had been at this station only 20 hours earlier, when she returned from the day trip to her relation in Tunbridge. And now she was heading back in almost the same direction to St. Leonard's-on-Sea, where her good friend Rosa Peel lived above a tea shop. Besides the birthday and the fur coat, reason enough for anyone to take a cab rather than the two buses it would take to cross the city, Florence was excused her choice of transport thanks to her substantial luggage. A dispatch box, a large suitcase, her vanity case, an umbrella, and a handbag. Furthermore, on the question of reckless spending, it was only 2 months since she'd been demobilised, so she'd spent few of the extravagances she might have allowed herself since inheriting money from her sister.